Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. All that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pretty too. My difference is women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
That's that shit.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. DV, we here?
We are.
Royce the Cop, are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Don't nobody give a fuck about you.
They really don't.
DV Audio Cave.
Yep.
It's looking good in here.
It is rapey.
It is. We're settling in nice.
Yeah. A lot more chains than I remember.
Yeah. You know what? There's some changes. We've got lots of condom wrappers, yep, like under seat cushions.
Yep.
There's a flickering light, mm-hmm, to keep mosquitoes away.
Right.
But more realistically, though, it's attracting them.
Correct.
Would you agree?
They like them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about that life, though?
What life?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, just flying around.
Biting people.
Sucking people off.
They are the telemarketers of fucking bugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they scratch, they bite you, and they itch, and you're just fucking annoyed.
Right, right, right. You know what? Speaking of the life of a mosquito.
Yep.
Come to think of it,
mm-hmm,
I know some hoes who live lives very mosquito-y.
It itches after they suck down there?
allow me to elaborate here.
Continue.
They're attracted to the lights, you know, the fame.
Right.
And they will suck on anyone to get it.
Right.
Also, like, mm-hmm, a mosquito, depending on the hoe,
yep,
it will itch after they suck you. So.
Amazing.
Mosquitoes. Anyway, what I'm getting at is it's looking like home in here.
It is.
It's OJ's glove is in here.
Right, right, right.
Right.
It does not fit, though, but yeah, it's in here.
Hey, if the glove don't fit,
you must acquit.
You must acquit, baby. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywhom.
No more Fringe Audio.
No.
We're in the DV Audio Cave.
We are.
R.I.P. Paul.
Yep.
Rest in peace. You know what? Can we pour one for Paul?
We can.
Yeah, yeah, let's.
I'm going to pour it right on the ground.
Let's have. Hi, Paul. Anyways.
I feel like Paul's just listening. I fucking hate these guys. I hate them so much.
Oh, fantastic.
Paul was a good guy, though.
He was. He was a good guy. Yeah, yeah. Fringe Audio was good to us.
Yeah.
We're just moving up, you know? Yeah. We're sowing our royal oats.
Current.
Yep. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
They sow them? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Black.
And I'm White.
There it is. But, you know, before we continue on with the show,
sure,
I want to shout out another show.
Sure.
So, High Society Radio.
It's a great show.
Yeah. They're on Fridays.
Yep.
More like radio.
Mm-hmm.
7 Eastern.
Right.
We come
right
on,
after us, right?
Right. No, we come on right after them.
Okay.
So, we basically sniff the butthole,
right,
of High Society
right,
Radio.
Right, right, right.
It's a fucking funny show.
Yep.
One of their hosts, what's that good? Bronx Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
He has the laugh that regardless of what he's fucking laughing about, it's contagious to the point to where you burst out in, like, contagious giggles.
You just laugh.
Yeah, it's just funny.
I hear the voice. I just laugh.
Yeah, yeah. He says son a lot, too. Like, yo, what up, son? Nah, son.
You know who could not say son?
Who?
Me. Hey, son. See, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I sound like Brad Pitt in, like, a Asian movie.
It sounded very Leave It to Beaver-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, son.
I say son sometimes, too, though.
Sure.
But periodically. Because I only lived in New York for 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
And it was upstate.
Right.
But when he says it,
mm-hmm,
it sounds authentic. Like,
right,
you can tell he's from New York.
Right, right.
He's
spelling it S-U-N.
For sure. You know that he likes the Yankees a lot.
She was very upset and happy that Jeter left.
Oh, for sure. If he was any more New York, he'd be Italian making pizzas in a pizzeria.
Right.
That's.
And his blood would be spaghetti.
Right. But check him out. It's good shit. I mean,
it is.
They can't be any worse than the New York Knicks. You know what I mean?
Right. Or the Mets.
Right. Their show has no contested three-pointers.
Yep.
Derek Fisher is not coaching.
Mm-mm.
And they do not run the triangle.
Correct.
So listeners, you're safe. Go listen to High Society Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right after?
Right. We come right after them. They're right before us.
Right before us. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
So let's get on with the show, though.
Yep.
So what are we fucking our livers up with today?
Wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today we've got a couple of bottles of wine.
You know, how like unlike high society we are? How? We just said wine. So many wines.
Right. We got a couple of bottles of wine and we're just ramming them up there right into our liver's fucking butthole. We're fucking our liver so hard.
It's so harsh. It's consensual.
Right. I'm not a big wine guy though, to be honest with you.
No, me neither.
But chicks love it.
Do they?
Oh, for sure. I want to be fancy. You know what I mean? I want to wear fine linen.
Right.
I want to break out the good cologne samples. You know, the one you see it in the magazine, you're like, I'm going to hold on to this for a special occasion.
I'm going to rub this on my body.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, I want to head to Olive Garden on a date. Mm-hmm. Nowhere expensive. You know what I mean? Because I'm classy, but reasonable.
Right. And Olive Garden, it's all you can eat.
Yeah. I want to order a bottle of wine by name like a pro.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. People fucking hate Olive Garden.
It's disgusting.
Well, the rich crowd frowns upon it, so it makes sense that you don't like it.
Sure.
Yeah. Honestly, people talk about it like it's on the fucking dollar menu through a drive-thru.
It tastes disgusting.
Well, I'm not qualified to judge what's a good restaurant, because if you offer to grind pepper on my salad, sold. Very impressive, sir.
Pepper me, please.
Right. Does that not make you want pepper on every fucking thing?
I hate pepper.
You hate pepper?
I hate pepper. I'm the only fucking person that hates pepper.
That's like saying I hate Starburst. Like, that doesn't just...
No, that does not say that.
Yes, it does.
Pepper tastes nothing like Starburst.
No?
Mm-mm.
Agree to disagree? I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways.
Well, basically, my whole thing is I just like what's in my financial budget.
Sure.
So what that means is, shit, some nights, you know what sounds good to me?
What?
Grilled cheese, baby.
I love grilled cheese.
It is good.
It is so good.
How white are you? Do you dip yours in tomato soup?
No.
That's yes,
disgusting.
You do.
I dip mine in tomato soup.
You're disgusting.
You know how...
Our DJ dips his fucking grilled cheese in goddamn tomato soup.
Tomato soup. You know what I do?
For those listening, we are now looking for a DJ on Fridays at 8 Eastern.
I just put mine in the microwave.
You put your grilled cheese in the microwave?
Yeah.
You are a disgusting Caucasian.
Is it really taste that much better where you have to wait an extra hour?
Is that even a question?
Honestly, I don't even care.
Oh my God.
Food's food. It's going down your belly.
Unforgivable.
Right?
Unforgivable. Any goddamn way. How you feeling? How you feeling as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, physically, financially?
Feeling a little chubby.
Feeling good?
Whatever. Feeling chubby. I guess all right.
You're good?
Whatever.
Are you worried, like, when's the first of the month coming? Or you don't really give a fuck about that, right?
No.
Of course you don't, because you're financially good.
No.
I know exactly how many days until the first of the month.
That's not what I meant.
First of the month. Wake up. That's a Bone Thugs and Harmony. What you know about that?
Sure.
You don't know anything about that.
I'm the white guy, remember? I don't know anything about that.
Well, me, I'm feeling physically good.
Yeah?
I feel like a dog when you get home from a long day's work.
Shaking your tail?
Really good.
Mm-hmm. So excited.
I'm going to piss myself.
I've been waiting for you all day.
Right. I could probably be in better shape. Or you can mind your fucking business. I've heard it both ways.
I do not want to work out ever again.
Me neither.
It's terrible.
It's a bad decision.
I'm just going to go lipo if I get too big.
How is sweating healthy? It's so salty. I feel like that's sodium.
You're losing part of yourself.
Yeah.
That's like, terrible.
Don't take that from me.
No, I don't want that.
I want to keep my sweat.
Do I sweat that much? Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, I don't know either. People should just mind their fucking business. Because
science.
People minding their business is so much easier than working out.
So much easier.
Because when people mind their business,
yep.
I burn 0 calories.
Right.
But also... Uh-huh. 0 calories were required.
Yep.
Win-win.
Yep.
You know what else is a win-win?
What's a win-win?
Gas.
Gas is so cheap.
How happy are you? Gas is low.
I filled up my truck today.
Uh-huh.
$40.
Really?
I'm so excited. And I get premium.
Spoiler alert, he drives a tank. So that's good.
I do not drive a tank.
On the streets.
Right, legally, yeah.
I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
When gas... This is why. Because when gas prices peaked at, like, what was it? Like, mid-fours?
It was so expensive.
Here's the thing.
Yep.
I sucked a dick once.
My dick.
That was for half.
My dick for $20. Right.
I won't go into what I did for a full tank, but I will say that it was in an alley with metal trash cans, mm-hmm. lots of glass bottles rolling around, and the condom broke.
Yeah.
And AIDS, the street baby.
Term... And the street term, what he did was the tank.
Speaking of AIDS and the tank and being dirty and clean.
Continue.
You're clean, right?
Yeah, I'm clean.
Like in reference to, like, you can donate, like, sperm and blood, that whole type of thing?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
No.
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't donate blood.
Why?
I've seen the movie Blade.
Yeah.
And I am not feeding vampires.
That makes sense.
Yeah, go ahead and harvest right. someone else's blood.
No, yeah, I'm not.
But watch that. Out. Mm-hmm. You know why? Wesley Snipes is going to get you.
Yeah, he will.
Or...
He's a daywalker.
Yeah, also a tax walker, right? He doesn't pay his taxes.
Yeah.
Tax walker?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Is he still in jail?
Tax evader.
Is he still in jail?
I saw him in a movie.
He's out?
Is he out?
No, I think you're thinking of Cuba.
He was in jail in a movie. They could have filmed him in jail, like, hey,
okay,
this is a thing.
Let's do this. Let's do this jail movie.
Right. Oh, man. Anyways, yeah. So here's the thing.
Yep.
I'm not donating sperm either.
Right.
Here's the thing why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much I can call my own. I feel like...
You don't have much sperm?
My cum is mine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't have much else to call my own. Like, I don't have
fancy
cars. I don't own a house.
Sure.
So leave me and my cum to my fucking self. You know what I mean?
Semen.
Unless I give it to you.
Right.
Or force it upon you.
Right.
Either way.
Those knuckle babies are yours.
No takesies, backsies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Semen, semen.
Yeah.
Magoo.
If I give it to you, it's yours.
Yep.
Hi, son.
You touched it last.
Daddy loves you. Okay, then, though. Do you donate clothes, though, to, like, dirty people?
Donate clothes? You know what I do with my clothes? I throw them away.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, I'm not donating shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. That 1998 Circuit City fucking shirt?
Yeah.
That's mine.
You have a 1998 Circuit City shirt?
Maybe. I'm not donating it.
You know why? This is a true story. I don't donate shirts because I saw a person wearing a Temez jersey that I donated to Goodwill once.
Really?
It was a homeless person.
That's why I
was.
Yes.
And I was like, no.
Yes.
Not doing that again. Give me that shirt back.
Yeah. So I'm not donating my fucking shirt. If I'm not going to wear it, you know what I'm going to do with it?
What are you going to do?
Clean the house with it.
Use it as a rag.
Clean my ass with it. Mm-hmm. Clean shoes.
Semen rag.
I'm going to do anything but give my shirt to a dirty ass bum.
Sure.
There are so many other things that should take priority for a bum. Don't worry about my goddamn shirt, you fucking dirty bum. Worry about finding supper tonight. Or where are you gonna sleep?
Say supper. I hate supper.
Where are you gonna bathe? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What the fuck are you worried about a goddamn shirt for? I've seen Nat Geo before, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I know what bums do.
You love Naked and Afraid, so you're used to the naked part.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Nat Geo taught me a lot about the bums.
Okay.
They do bum shit.
They do bum stuff?
Oh, for sure. They smoke crack rock. They fucking build forts with cardboard boxes.
National
and
Geographic.
They like sleep in them. Like, what are you doing? They like to push shopping carts all around, fill with stuff. I don't know what that's about.
I feel like it's just economical.
And here's the thing.
Yep.
Why do they always have a backpack? Where'd they get it?
They found it.
Is that the first thing you take before you become homeless? Like, well, I'm homeless, so...
Give me that backpack.
First things first. Need a backpack.
Give me the JanSport, baby.
Right. And also, why do they wear gloves with the fingers cut out? It doesn't matter the weather. They're wearing gloves with no fingers.
Like the burglars in Home Alone.
Yeah. And while we're on the topic,
yep.
Where do they get that fucking marker to write on the goddamn piece of cardboard from? I have a 2-bedroom apartment, and every time I need some shit to write with, nothing.
That's a good fucking point.
I can't find shit.
They probably go to FedEx Kinko's.
Where do homos get up? Homos.
Homos.
Same difference.
Those gay homos people.
Where do hobos get off being so goddamn prepared with writing utensils?
Dicks.
Liars. I followed a hobo once to see where he went to live.
And?
When I got to his place, you know what I thought?
What?
Nice place.
Not bad.
Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of... What service provider are you using?
Yeah. We talked about donating sperm earlier.
Yep.
Speaking of donating sperm...
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby, am I right?
Am I right?
How about that guy? Who knew, even if you didn't like pudding pops back in the day,
right?
He was giving you one anyway.
You were going to eat the Jell-O no matter what.
Yes. You know what's lost in all this, though?
What?
I want to know what Mrs. Huxtable thinks about all of this. He's just a creepy old man now.
He is.
He looks like you get a flyer of his face when he moves into your neighborhood.
To beware.
Oh, you know what?
Yep.
BT Dubs.
Yep.
By the way, for our non-white listeners.
No whites.
Mama okay. June, that fat chick from Honey Boo Boo.
The walking thumb.
Yeah. Her and her husband or ex-boyfriend, whatever he is.
The rapist guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
They were offered $1 million to do a redneck sex tape.
$1 million.
$1 million. Would you watch it?
I hadn't watched it in a second.
Right?
Wouldn't you?
It sounds gross, but I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I want to know, like...
Just to see how it happened.
For sure. I want to know, like, does he look her in the face?
Mm.
Do you think they deodorant her, like, entire body to minimize, like, the hurricane of funk that she fucking creates?
I feel like the start of it was just a big slip and slide.
You know what her pussy smells like?
What?
Avery Johnson's breath.
Stank your breath, Avery Johnson. You passed the basketball.
His words and face just look like his breath smells fucking terrible. Oh. His breath is so bad when he talks.
Yep.
All his words look like they have the squiggly line above them.
But it's green.
Yeah. But Sugar Bear, which is Honey Boo Boo's fucking husband or whatever.
Why do you know that name?
I watched the show.
God damn it.
Don't worry about what God I do in my free time. But I need to know, like, Sugar Bear, who is her husband. Is he really enjoying that? Because Mama June, which is the fat bitch.
Yeah, I figured.
She's disgusting. She looks like a Snickers bar that melted in your cup holder. You know what I mean? Mm. But here's my thing.
Like a disgusting white Snickers, like the underneath the nougat part.
Yeah. I'm thinking he has to like her, though. Like,
no.
A lot. Because
no. She's got to have a little bit of money.
Well, I mean, nothing tells you more about a man than the thrust of his cock. Trust me, because I know all of my friends well. I know you so well. Me and my dad are the best of friends. But it made me wonder.
Yep.
Here's the thing.
Right.
What are some other outside of the box celebrities that you wouldn't mind watching getting it on?
Outside of the box.
Well, yeah, like if it was like rainy and cloudy and your satellite signal was going in and out, so you were forced to watch.
Right.
Give me a couple of
forced to watch. Yeah, like, air quotes.
Yeah, give me like give me three couples or a pair, whatever, you know, okay, what I mean, that you'd be interested in checking out.
I'm gonna say, how about Roger Rabbit okay, and Dolores.
Is that the chick in the red dress?
Yeah.
I like that.
I want to watch that.
You want to watch that?
I want to see what happens. I'll see what happens.
So wild.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I wouldn't mind seeing Shaquille O'Neal and Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Oh, you're just saying two random. I thought it was couples.
It didn't matter. Yeah.
Okay.
They're not Shaq and Miley Cyrus are not a couple.
Right. Well, Shaq's girlfriend is about the same size as Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is why I want to see it, though, because have you ever been carrying out like the trash and the fucking bag tears and the trash falls out the bottom?
Right.
That's what's happening if Shaq fucks Miley.
Right. I feel like it would be like her trying so hard to like get everything. You know how like when you have like 100 bags of like groceries and you're like, no, I can carry them all.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Shaq's dick comes with a waiver for participants. They have to sign it before they fuck.
That is true.
Because have you ever rolled a burrito in a tortilla and like you can't close it because you put too much meat?
Yeah.
Shaq's dick.
Qdoba.
How about it? Give me someone else.
How about Peter Griffin and Lois? Why are all mine cartoons?
I don't know. You're weird.
I just want to watch that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm into humans, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Someone... some weird stuff happening there.
Right.
I'd watch it.
Shut up, man.
Would you not watch it?
I'd watch it.
You would.
It'd be on Adult Swim.
You would.
Yeah. Another couple I wouldn't mind watching. No, they're not a couple, but I just want to see them fuck.
You want to see the couple, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to see Bill Cosby and Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen get it on.
Well, they wouldn't be conscious to see it, but Bill would be there.
This is true. Only reason why I want to see it is because there's lots of talk around town about Bill Cosby, and I just I want to see what all the fuss is about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Am
I off base for thinking he's aggressive?
No, you're not. You're on base.
I feel like there's no lube involved.
Right.
No words.
Right.
Just deep grunts.
Yes.
So many pudding pops, of course.
He's a lot of jello.
Yeah. He's older now, so I imagine like he sets the mood with like AM radio in the background.
Right. He's static.
Right.
And let me change the channel with the knob. Yeah.
Right. He's so old, I bet his nut isn't even like nut. It's just a scribe, a fucking scroll that says, nut was here.
It's a large poof.
Poof. Right. give me someone else.
How about, okay, so not couple.
Okay.
How about Precious and her next meal? I mean, her next person.
You're talking about that big black chick.
Yes.
Well, there was two big black chicks in Precious.
Was there?
Yeah, the mama. I guess,
yeah, there was the other one. Yeah,
the
yeah.
uglier of the ones.
Yes, the uglier. The baby one.
What's the other one's name? Monique? You know she doesn't shave her legs?
I saw a picture.
She's disgusting. Yeah.
She has hairier legs than I do.
Yeah, you fucking dirty bitch. If you're listening to this, you get your fucking ass in the shower and you shave, you fucking whore.
Listen. She's not listening to this.
Near for short shorts. Is that a thing? So, someone else who I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yep.
And I'm going to have to explain this one. Popping the beer over there.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
And Halle Berry.
Mm. Oh, you know what? You can really You can watch that.
No, I want to go behind the scenes, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop rolling the cameras.
Yep.
Dim the lights.
See what happens after.
Don't mind me, baby. And just get it on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because Monster Ball the movie was like where they fucked.
Yeah.
That was just like a teaser. It wasn't enough to get me off. It tickled my balls.
Right.
But I need to be finished off. You know what I mean? Right. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah.
For
I've seen that a lot, and I've watched that part a lot.
Oh, for sure. You got another one?
Yeah, I got another one.
Give me one.
How about Roseanne and John Goodman?
Oh, my God.
I just want to see, like, how it happens. Like, like one real fat person and, yeah, like, yeah, a big, long slip and slide, like, slide in, baby.
Weren't they on, Nick at Night?
Yeah.
That's Sick at Night.
That's so gross.
I got another one.
Yeah.
I want to see Fez, a.k.a. Wilmer Valderrama.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him fuck Jackie, a.k.a. Mila Kunis from That 70s Show.
You want to watch that?
I just feel like growing up and watching That 70s Show, like, deep inside.
Like, you wanted that to happen.
Don't we all want to see Fez fuck Jackie?
I got you.
Yeah, right. I mean, I do.
Well, they're not
I ugly. Say to you, good day!
I say, good day, sir! They're not ugly human beings, either.
Yeah?
I feel like that's just the porno.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
They're both good looking.
Yeah. Especially Fez now.
Like, if I got a chance to fuck one of them, guess what I'm doing?
Who?
I'm flipping a coin.
Yeah. 50-50.
Could go either way. You know what? That whole little segment that we just did right there,
mm-hmm,
it's a nice little preview to our next segment here.
What is?
Well, we've done this once before.
Have we?
We haven't done it in a while, though.
Yep.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the first one.
You're going to do the first one?
Yeah. Would you rather,
yep,
have sex with an old grandpa,
okay,
or a very mature middle school girl? Like she's 12, yeah, but she's got some big ass boobs.
Am I going to jail with a 12?
Don't worry about that. You've got to pick one.
Old grandma.
Is jail going to play a factor into your decision? Like, wait, if you could get away with it, you'd fuck a 12-year-old?
Over a man? An old grandpa?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say the grandpa then.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
Give me one.
All right. Would you rather share a toothbrush with a random stranger, mm-hmm, once a week until you die?
Yeah.
Or have sex with a dead animal with people watching? Like, I'm talking about, it's like fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people. Justin Bieber watch.
Say no more.
Continue.
Hygiene is the least of my worries. Give me that toothbrush, baby. For sure.
I think I'm having sex with people.
There's fucking, what do you got? There's not Invisalign. There's fucking veneers.
Sure.
There's mouthwash.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you fuck a dead animal,
right,
there's no turning back
from
that.
I'm pretty sure you can get a lot of STDs from the other one, though.
You think so?
I don't know about science to disprove it.
Agree to disagree. I got one for you.
Yep.
Would you rather punch your mom in the face,
okay,
or jerk your dad's dick off until he comes?
Guess what, Mom? I'm punching the shit out of you. So hard.
Right. That's an easy question for me, because for me, I've got a few beefs with my mom anyways.
Right.
I need to get these squared away, so she's going to need to take one for the team.
This one's yours.
Dude, right. You got one?
Yep.
Go.
Spend a month floating at sea, mm-hmm, with only a paddle boat.
Okay.
Or chop your dick off and watch somebody smash it. Like, you're gonna die on that fucking paddle boat. I promise you that.
Okay, my dick is very active.
Right.
Super active.
But you're gonna die on that boat, because you just buy you a boat.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Unless you're a fucking man.
Also, I can't swim.
So you're gonna die.
But I can fuck, so give me the swimming paddle, baby.
Who are you gonna have sex with on the goddamn boat?
I don't know. Have you seen Life of Pi? There's tigers.
Tigers.
Fishes and shit.
I have not seen it.
I pretend
like I watch it with a lot of people.
It's the worst movie ever.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
here you go. I got one for you.
Yep.
Would you rather,
okay,
wax your mom's bush,
oh my God,
or drink a teaspoon of your own cum?
I heard semen is not that bad for you, so guess what?
Yeah.
I'm trying my knuckle babies. See what the fuss is about.
Yeah, you know, the women that I've been with have never complained about my cum. I mean, they've never asked for, like, a second helping or anything. But
like, do I get, like, a week in advance to know?
No.
Oh, so it's just right on the spot.
Yeah.
So I've been drinking a lot of pineapple juice.
So for me, I mean, girls will never complain, so I feel like it can't be that bad.
Right, yeah.
That's for sure.
That's just science.
Absolutely.
Give your mom an orgasm.
Okay.
Or your dad gives you one.
Okay.
Okay. I've been thinking about this.
I feel like, shit.
This is terrible.
I'm just not touching my mom. And I feel like, being that my dad's got a dick, he really knows how to treat a man. So, get to work, nigga. Here's for you.
Okay.
Would you rather cheat on your wife?
Okay.
And you don't know if you're going to get away with it or not.
Ooh.
Or
okay.
Would you rather shoot your grandma in the foot?
Well, my grandma has two able feet.
So. She's already got like a limp. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, they all like wobble anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like you don't know. Like mm-hmm. She doesn't know if I'm going to get caught or not.
Yeah. Like you might get caught. You might get away with it.
Hmm. Shoot my grandma in the foot.
You shooting her?
Yeah, I'm shooting her in the foot.
Bitch.
Hard.
Okay. I like that. I'd probably pick the same.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just because I don't have a wife and me and my grandma are on bad terms, so.
I just want to.
Stick your foot out, bitch.
Give me them toesies.
Yeah.
Tell you which one goes to the market.
This little piggy. Would you rather
Okay. Be
known as a rapist?
Yep.
Or a friendly homosexual?
Ooh, a friendly homosexual.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with a rapist.
Are you?
Just because I feel like you can explain it better. Like, maybe she was a little unclear. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she
said rapist. Not like I had sex with a minor.
Well, no.
That was 17 and a half. You because, said
like,
rapist.
Well, maybe she said like maybe and I didn't understand what she meant by maybe. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. She drew some lines.
Right.
I redefined some lines.
Sure.
She said, ouch. I said, I'm coming. It just all happened so fast.
I gotcha. I have one of the best ones for you.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Uh-huh.
Hang out with Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Or have a slumber party with Michael Jackson. Well, let me go on a little bit here.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you're getting raped either way. Okay.
All right.
With Bill Cosby, you don't know the rape's happening until the next morning when you stand up.
Uh-huh.
The next, you know, with Michael Jackson, you're getting raped, but 4 minutes later, you're playing some fucking video games. So
okay.
You tell me which one you want.
I'm going to go with Michael Jackson just because he seems like he'd be more interested in my conversation after the sex. Like,
right.
Yeah, we could have like a good talk,
like, right, yeah.
Cuddle.
Slumber.
He'd like rub my head.
Video games.
Yeah. Do that little like thing with his finger in my ear.
Right, and say, yeah, I gotcha.
Let's do this. We've been going for solid for, what is this, like a half hour now?
Somewhere around there.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to come right back with some more inappropriate shit.
Sure.
Deep V.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
We left the wine.
There it is.
We left the wine. We're not drinking canned wine.
The wine didn't work out too well.
It was disgusting. It was making my teeth disgusting.
Yeah, also popping the bottle doesn't sound cool like the beer does.
Bloop.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
We gave up on the wine.
Sounds like a weird poop.
Sue me. Anyways.
Yep.
Back from the break.
Yep.
My dick is hard.
Mine is always hard.
You're smelling good.
I got a half chub.
Right? Royce DeCapo's got a half chub.
Half chub.
So you know what that means.
What?
Latex combos. Let me start this bitch off.
Yep.
The other night.
Yep.
I was laying in my bed with the shirt off.
You were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I rolled over.
I had my shirt off. You know, kind of letting the titties breathe.
Yeah.
Just I had just gym shorts on.
Yeah.
No underwear.
Ooh.
Just a floppy dick.
It's getting harder.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio.
Yeah.
And Frank Ocean came on.
Okay.
And as I laid,
sounding gay.
Yeah. I mean, as I laid there half naked.
Yep.
I remembered him being homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately thought, this is inappropriate.
Can I jerk off to this?
Put a shirt on. Listen to Frank Ocean clothed, everybody.
Setting the mood.
Yeah. So anyways, how's your sex life going?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really good?
It's always good.
Scale 1 to 10.
10. For me?
Royce DeCapo, scale 1 to 10.
Fucking -2.
-2?
That's 12 behind.
I feel like a negative is like something inserted into your asshole.
Yeah, two penises.
Hey, ooh. You never know.
You know what?
That's the point.
Okay.
That's just manly.
Well, my thing... not doing too bad. Mm-hmm. Not doing too bad at all.
Continue.
My forearm couldn't be more strong.
He's got the strongest forearm. He looks like fucking Popeye on the right side.
My palm is so hydrated and moist. My handshakes are so slippery.
You feel like a dead fish. Right.
You know what, though? Yep. Mike Pootytang.
Yep.
Your birthday just passed.
It did?
A little birthday sex? Did she, like, put a bow on the pussy? Anything like that?
No, but we pounded.
No.
We smeesh.
You don't have, like, special birthday requests? Like, you know, put your elbow in her.
What I
mean?
Oh, she likes to choke.
Tie her up. Yeah, come on her face.
Sure. She doesn't mind that.
Come on my face. Boom. Nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I can do any of that anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
She's down for it all.
Anything.
Damn it. And you knew that in eighth grade. You were like, this is it.
She's going to want me.
Okay.
Sexually.
All right. I actually thought of something that I want to do sexually one day.
Yep.
It's not a thing, so I just made up a name for it.
Okay.
You want to hear about it?
I do.
Okay. Try this out. I think it's going to be good.
Tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
So you get your girl alone.
All right.
In the room.
Right.
It's got to be late, like 1, 2 in the morning.
Okay.
But it has to be like a Tuesday, so everybody in the neighborhood is asleep.
Okay. Okay. This will work.
Yes. You open up a window.
Yep.
She leans out of it. Top part of her body is out.
So you have no screen or anything in your windows.
Break that motherfucker off.
Black guy.
Yeah.
Continue.
Push that motherfucker off. She's halfway out of the window.
Right.
Bottom part of the body is in. So that means her ass is just in the air, okay?
Right.
You fuck the shit out of her. But here's the thing.
Sounds like the mermaid.
She can't scream and wake up the neighbors.
Right.
I call it the burglar. Or, okay. Or another name, a.k.a. Yeah. The Macaulay Culkin.
Okay. Yeah. Like that. Think about if Home Alone happened, like, right now, by the way.
Really?
I mean, think about it. Like, they couldn't get a hold of him. Like, I feel like now they'd be like, hey, Macaulay, you home? Tweet. Yeah, he's home. He's fine.
More serious note there here. I want everyone to know I tightened the old belt not too long ago.
Did you?
Added a notch to the belt, baby.
Notch in the belt.
Yeah, she was a screamer and a squirter.
Mm.
It was crazy.
Mm.
Here's the thing. At one point, I wondered to myself if my renter's insurance covered floods. Because she was fucking wet, Mike.
She was yucky.
She was so wet. Here's how wet she was.
Right.
I found a seashell in her pussy.
Did you put your ear to it?
No, because...
Did it sound like her vagina?
Well, because here's the thing. This is a true story.
Yeah.
No joke. When I was hitting it,
okay.
I looked down at the pussy, you know, because I'd like to see.
Right.
And I swear to you, I saw Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. SpongeBob reference.
Come on, people. If you don't get that...
You're welcome.
Jackasses.
Oh, man. But anyways, her screaming and moaning...
Right.
Motherfucker. Somewhere the Ricola man is proud.
Ricola.
So loud. Have you ever seen like a had or seen like a creamer? Not a squirter, a creamer.
No.
It's like a leftover Yoplait yogurt.
Right.
Ain't nothing but a little frosting. You know what I mean?
That's terrible.
Listen to me. Frosting, meet the toaster strudel, baby.
You never have enough frosting.
Right. My dick is the toaster strudel.
Toaster is always too big for the frosting.
Right. I'm more of a Pop-Tart kind of guy, too. If your sex was a food,
right,
what would it be?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me
help you out.
Continue.
I'm going to go with mine. Loaded nachos. Here's why.
Okay.
It's good for a quick snack.
Sure.
Or dinner.
All right.
Lots of meat.
Correct.
Sour cream.
So much cheese.
Emphasis on sour.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you're going to make a mess.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to make a... I'm messy.
You are messy. Yeah. I like the idea. Okay, I got one then.
Okay.
How about a Hot Pocket?
A Hot Pocket.
It's done in 2 minutes and you're like, meh, I'll need another one.
I love it. What flavor Hot Pocket?
Not the jalapeno, the pepperoni and cheese. Pepperoni is that one.
A pepperoni.
Oh, the pepperoni.
Okay. Meet the pizza guy.
He's Hot Pocket.
Right, I gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
I got another one for you.
Continue.
What gets you in the mood?
Boobs?
What?
I don't know. Like, she could like squirt, like scoop back toward me and I'll be like, I don't know, I'm in. What about you?
What gets me in the mood?
Yeah.
Like... What gets me in the mood the fastest? Because anything gets me in the mood.
Right.
Okay.
The fastest.
Okay.
The fastest. All right. We know.
All right. I would say probably, man, I just appreciate like a good old fashioned down home traditional dirty hoe. That's, you know, the more aggressive and sick a woman is in her head, I'm ready, baby.
You want a psychopath that wants to have sex.
Yes! Like, okay. Like, we could just be sitting there watching TV and out of nowhere, she could just say, Ski Ray, grab the vacuum and 9 Q-tips and come fuck me. I want to know what the fuck that's about.
Whoa, I am so interested right now.
Right.
What's happening?
Yes.
These 9 Q-tips. Obviously the vacuum.
It never takes me much to get in the mood, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just one touch and I'm ready.
Right.
It's my cross to bear. It's a bad thing to have to deal with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up as a kid, I could never play Duck Duck Goose. I could never play Heads Up 7 Up. None of that. You know why?
Why?
Just too much touching. Somebody was going to get fucked.
Heads Up 7 Up. What a fantastic game.
Right.
I cheated every time.
Red light, green light. Red light, green light.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Have you ever, though, not been able to get it up?
When I drank too much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a normal thing?
No. Like, if I, like, drank, like, it's happened twice. I drank way too much. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking try. It's not going to happen.
When I get too drunk, I just produce children. I'm not understanding. I just leave it in when I'm too drunk.
Okay. You're not a normal human being.
Right.
I for sure got the whiskey dick a couple times.
Yeah. My son, my son is a product of Jack Daniels. That's his uncle. People don't know that. man, but here's my thing, though.
Yep.
There's been one time that I haven't been able to get it up. And to my defense, I couldn't get up because I had sex 7 times earlier in the day with my, at the time, girlfriend.
7 times in one fucking day?
7 times in one day, so that means I couldn't get up later on that night to cheat. I was so mad.
7 times?
Yeah.
7 times?
7 times.
My record's 6.
Really?
Big deal, yeah.
There we go. All right. Oh, I'm always ready.
Yeah, I know you are.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing. I want to talk about your wiener.
Talk to me
about that turtleneck wiener you got going on there. Like, why don't you just
talk about my extra inch?
Yeah, just go ahead and snip that, baby. Give the little guy a deep V. You know what I mean?
You know, I would, but it sounds very, very painful.
Well, just let the little guy breathe. You know what I mean?
I feel like he breathes enough.
You're stifling his creativity.
Right. I need the extra inches.
He's a peacock. You gotta let him fly.
He is the female peacock, so it's fine. It's not a big deal.
Well, here's the thing. Well, since you have the uncircumcised peni.
Correct.
Do you feel envy when you stare at a circumcised dick? Here's the thing. Yep. Do you look at a circumcised wiener like you did a toy at the store with your mom, and she said you couldn't have it as a kid?
So bad.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I mean, I feel like it just looks like... I feel like they both look like mushrooms anyway. It doesn't matter, right?
I feel like we have a sports car, and yours is kind of like a...
But mine's longer. It's like a
Toyota
limo.
FJ Cruiser. Like, that thing is big. Like, you've got a fucking...
You know what? There's a lot of people that like FJ Cruisers.
You've got a ski rack going on the top.
We can hold so much shit. It doesn't matter.
That's awesome. Who started the whole circumcised dick thing? Like, honestly, who was the pioneer in the dick cutting game? Who blazed the runway first with that sleek design?
So you're saying, like, I get an idea.
Right.
My dick is so fucking big, I need to make this shit at least an inch shorter.
Someone was like, you know what? It's Euro. It's clean cut. Defined features. One size fits all.
Give me the bulk cut of penises. Right.
I don't know who thought of that. Who thought of the fucking condom also? What a jackass.
Is he a jackass?
You know who I bet it was?
Mm-hmm.
A germaphobe.
Yeah.
Goddamn Jews, am I right?
Is it a Jew?
Everybody knows pussy has the 5-second rule. If it touches the ground, just pick that shit up.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. I wonder what other materials they tried, though, before latex when they make the condom.
Go on.
Like at one point, maybe they felt corduroy was appropriate. Fashionable.
Corduroy. You think corduroy came before condoms?
Well, here's the thing. It's fashionable and absorbent.
That's true.
Win-win.
And it's lined. It makes it longer, thinner, sleeker.
Right. Or what caveman... fucking right. creepo thought of the goddamn lambskin condom.
Somebody who did not want a kid.
He was probably like, you know what? The pussy's good, but I kind of feel like my dick's missing something here.
You know what? My dick is so potent, I need something to cover it.
Right. He's like, you know what? My dick is underdressed for this occasion. I got it. Lambskin.
You know what? I just killed this lamb.
Yeah.
Maybe I should use some of this fucking intestines on my penis to cover my dick up.
Also, why was it a lamb? Why not like lion skin? Because lion skin, that I can get into.
I can answer this.
Okay.
Lamb's a lot easier to kill than a fucking lion.
I like the lion thing because it's triumphant.
Sure.
It roars. Mm-hmm. I love the Lion King. Awesome. You ever tried a lamb skin?
I've only wore a condom one time.
Oh my god, a lambskin, it does feel real.
Does it?
You can feel every STD you're getting.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
You know what feels realer than that?
What?
No condom.
That's very true.
It's true.
Yeah. Moving on, though.
Yep.
I went to a sex romance store called Fascinations. I don't know if everybody has it across the country.
I think it's a countrywide thing. Okay. Thing, yeah.
Well, they make a male toy that's called the Taco Stroker.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. It's a taco shell.
Oh.
With like rubber beads and ribs and stuff.
About Taco Bell.
Right. It's like a scrubber. Like you insert dick into the shell like so.
What?
You lube and stroke.
Is that real?
Boom. Taco Stroker, baby. It comes in chicken flavor, steak, and beef.
Is this? I want to know if this is a real thing.
Oh, no. This is
chicken
a
thing.
This is a real thing.
Absolutely a real thing.
Yeah.
What?
I swear to you, it's real.
Who made it?
I don't know who made it. Fucking Indians. Del Taco? You know what I mean? Someone Mexican, probably?
It's only a dollar. How much was it?
$12.
It was Del Taco.
So that was, what's that, a 3-for-1 taco?
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
It was Taco Tuesday.
There's so much shit in that store. I was honestly laughing like a Caucasian school white girl. They laugh a lot.
They laugh. They giggle a lot. Yeah. Well, I sound like an Asian.
Yeah, they had another thing in there that really got me.
What?
They had a huge rubber ass with two holes in the back. Obviously, one for the asshole, one for the butthole.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the selling features.
What? What asses are you touching?
What are you talking
There's
about?
An asshole and a butthole.
I mean, the asshole and the vagina hole.
The vagina hole. Okay.
I've heard it both ways. Me too. When I'm fucking tomato, tomato.
Hello, his kid named Royce.
But this big ass rubber ass that they had,
yep.
One of the fucking selling features was 80 pounds of ass.
Sounds like rape.
80 pounds of rubber ass, Mike? Listen to me. Your wife is all of 98 pounds with wet jeans on.
And quarters in her pocket.
And a backpack with so many books.
So many books.
80 pounds.
Big ones, like calculus books.
For sure. 80 yeah. pounds of silicone ass?
Yeah.
That's a feature I can appreciate.
That sounds like Serena Williams' man ass.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that picture today?
Hi, Serena.
Ugh.
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 How could you?
No thanks.
You know what else they had?
Yep.
Bluetooth panties. This is just innovative.
Really?
Bitches can now Bluetooth text message they pussy a message that says, "Psst, make me come right now."
Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Text my vagina.
LMAO. I wonder if they send their pussies emojis.
Nicole's vagina at AOL.com.
Yeah. They have different settings. They have Caucasian,
yep.
African, and Asian. Right. And that lets the panties know how much booyah to deliver to the panties.
Well, the Asian one is obviously sideways.
And white women obviously love the booyah. Emphasis on yow!
Sure.
Captain Morgan Limelight!
Is that how it is?
That's the thing.
Okay.
That's how it works. Prior to discovering the pocket pussy, though.
Right.
All that I knew that there was for guys
mm-hmm.
were blow-up dolls.
Right.
Now, blow-up dolls, honestly, what's going on with those? Like, that can't feel good, right?
No.
I imagine that to feel a lot like unprotected sex with Madonna.
Yeah. I've got a lot of paper cuts, and I feel like that's very similar.
Yeah, it's an inflatable doll. I just don't get it.
Right.
But who am I to judge? You know what I mean? Because I stuck my dick inside teddy bears as a kid.
Correct.
I got a lot of fucking nerve judging somebody sexually.
You did.
Nobody can judge anybody.
You got a lot of cotton in that wiener.
For sure. Yep. No one's going to judge anybody. Not
from
even
the teddy bear.
Not even fucking doctors can judge anybody.
Right.
A doctor tried to tell me that I had AIDS. You know what I said?
No, I don't.
Fuck you. Who are you to judge?
You don't know me.
Yeah.
Doc.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of AIDS, I need to... Let's check this out here. One more quick break.
Yep.
DV.
it feels alright. Baby, let me take away your pain. You'll never shed a tear again. Ooh, baby.
Happy New Year's!
Was it?
No, we're a little early.
Yeah. we are. You know what? I just want to let everybody know. Uh-huh. They were comparing how much Astroglide Royce and Ski Ray were comparing how much Astroglide they have left in their containers or tubes. And they had the exact amount. Like, hey, you gonna go jack off? Guess what I'm gonna do? Jack off.
Gotta stay stroking.
Oh, for sure. But we're back from the break now. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We're winding down from year 2014.
We are.
Any good memories?
Sure.
You did?
I guess. I mean, it wasn't a bad year, I guess.
Good for you, because not one single good memory comes to my mind.
You didn't have a good year.
This year was a sack of shit. You know what? You know what will put my year into perspective for me?
What?
The highlight of my 2014.
Besides us starting this podcast. Yep.
Was potty training my son.
Okay.
He takes big poops, as you heard from the intro. Now he takes them in the toilet.
That's good, though.
Right, right. The money spent on diapers,
yep,
I can now use to buy like a mountain of cocaine. Well, okay, let me not go as far.
A mountain?
Like a hill. Okay, maybe not a hill, like an incline.
Oh.
No, you know what? Okay, let me be more realistic. A speed bump. You know what? Let's take it down a notch. How about an ant hill? Let's take it down another notch. How about
still pretty good?
A high school pimple, but a big one.
A lot of them.
So many.
So many little baby pimples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other than that, you know what? Fuck 2014. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. New Year's resolution?
No, I don't have one.
Nothing.
No.
Losing weight.
Everybody fucking just shits on them anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they start it for like 11 days and they're like,
girl. 11 days? You know what I'm going to eat?
Yeah.
This chicken finger.
I got a resolution.
Yep.
For 2015, you know what my biggest resolution is?
What?
To pay you back the $1,000 I owe you. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like my number one resolution, but
sure.
It's an option, you know what I mean? Like,
it's up there, I got you.
Other option being, I'd like to find my future ex-wife.
Okay.
I think I have like
future ex-wife.
I have so much to bring to the table.
Right.
In divorce court. Right. So much to bring to the table in divorce court. So many fucking papers.
Judge Judy.
You're right. What are you looking forward to most in 2015?
I have no idea.
Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing at all.
I mean, I'm very optimistic. I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
No, you're not. You're a very satisfied kind of guy. You got a comfy, cozy life. Your wife fucking fucks you and sucks you off. You live half a mile away from work. You've got on a new sweater right now. You smell incredible. You're growing your beard. I mean, life can't get much better for you. You know what I mean?
Half full kind of guy.
My beard comes in patchy. I've got a $7 shirt on from Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, it's all fucking bad. For me, you know what I'm looking forward to in 2015?
What?
I'm looking forward to the class of 2015 at your nearest high school. You know why?
On.
They're going to be 18, and that's nice. Yeah. Call me Uncle Ski Ray.
The cool one, though. It's your drink.
My van is so safe.
It is. It sells grapes. The G is silent.
The G is silent. The G is silent in grapes. DV all-time favorite right there. Do you remember Y2K?
I do.
You do.
I do remember it.
I remember it too. I remember my grandpa having like so many fucking gallons of water.
Really?
And cans of beans in the garage. I remember thinking as a kid that if the world ended and if I were a Rottweiler,
right.
This garage is where I want to be.
That's where you want to be.
But if I'm not a Rottweiler.
Cans of beans and water. Right. Rottweiler food.
Who the fuck wants to eat beans and water?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That sounds terrible.
Did you have anything like that? Did you guys stock anything?
No.
No. Have you seen, what is that show? Doomsday Preppers?
I've seen it a few times, yeah.
Yeah?
It's stupid.
How would you fare if the world ended?
I would do terribly.
Really?
I would be the worst.
Is there a weapon in your house right now?
Yeah.
I want our listeners to know that you have a safe in your closet.
I do.
I've tried to crack it so many times.
I have a safe, yeah.
I can't wait. I want to know what's in there. I feel like you have the most fucking fail-safe proof condom ever in that goddamn safe.
That's not in there.
No.
This is some gold and silver and a gun.
You have gold, silver, and gun in a goddamn safe.
And one gun, yeah.
So if someone broke into this house, she'd be like, one moment, let me go to my safe. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
Step back.
Okay, all right. Yep. All right. Nice. You know that this actually kind of caught me off guard.
Continue.
Graduating high school seniors this year, in year 2015,
okay,
were born in 1998.
Holy fuck.
That's so Raven, right?
So Raven.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I'm going to throw you off a little bit here.
Okay.
Did you know we are closer to 2028 than we were to 2000?
I'm not following. Wait.
We're closer to the year 2028 than we are to the year 2000.
Okay. I'm following now.
Just think about that. Think about it.
2028. How old am I going to be?
Yeah, at 14 years. What, you're fucking an hour.
At 14 years?
You're probably 40 years old.
Fuck.
40 or 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all downhill.
Probably 42.
Yeah. I hope life is exactly like the Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker, you better be in 2028.
Right. You better be there, Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Where were you in 1998?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Stroke my wiener, probably.
In 1998, I was in sixth grade.
You're right.
Here's what was going on in 98.
Right.
Bumblebee yo-yos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember yo-yo, yeah.
Puka shell necklaces.
I had some.
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Hit me baby one more time.
Wait. Let me hear that one more time.
Mm-mm. That's it.
You know what movies were out in 98?
What?
Mulan.
Yep.
Blade.
Right.
Waterboy.
I think Saving Private Ryan was, too.
Yeah. And Rush Hour.
You know what else was?
What?
Something About Mary.
That is very true. Yep. Yeah. High school kids were born as we watched these movies,
Mike. That's unbelievable to me.
Is there much left to live for after 27 years of life?
No.
Yeah.
That means they didn't watch fucking Dumb and Dumber when it like came out.
Yeah. The newest one?
No, the original. The newest one?
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I feel like as years go on, it just gets more miserable and miserable. Like, instead of happy birthday,
right,
the thing to say instead of happy birthday should be, sorry to hear about your birthday.
You know what? Let me just... I sit down
My condolences
now.
Go out to you.
I sit down and look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, ugh. Right? You're disgusting.
I was so much better looking in high school.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I had so many puka shells.
I can't begin to tell you how light I was.
So much axe.
I was so much axe. Yeah. And like Ed bod for bod. Men.
The bod in the Windex fucking bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have them, by the way.
It lasted 12 minutes.
It did. It smelled good. It was like bubblicious.
Right.
It was delicious for 12 minutes.
Do you know what I look forward to? The only thing that I look forward to after fucking 27 years of life?
What?
DV on More Like Radio.
Yeah.
8 Eastern.
It is.
On Fridays.
It is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? See you motherfuckers next week, Friday, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
At 8 Eastern.
8 Eastern.
What up, bitches? So, let's you want to do some shout-outs?
Yeah, let's do a couple shout-outs.
Okay. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, all our listeners tuning in.
Right.
Listening. Because you're listening for one of two reasons.
Right.
You either fucking love us, or you hate us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Either way, though, it's a download, so hi, haters.
Download.
Yeah, right? Are we the Patriots?
I hope so.
I want to be Bill Belichick.
I want to be Tom Brady.
I want to wear a half-cut sleeve sweater so bad.
So bad.
He looks like he burns his fucking toast every morning and then farts in a cloth recliner every morning.
He does.
That's exactly what it looks
like. He begrudgingly opens the paper.
Yeah, he looks like he presses ignore when his grandma calls.
And then like, side smiles and says, bitch. Yeah.
Just so all of our listeners know, you can follow us on Facebook at Deep V.
Deep V.
Instagram is OfficialDeepV.
It is.
Our Twitter is at OfficialDeepV.
Correct.
And then if you got any emails, questions, comments, concerns, warrants, you know what I'm saying?
Warrants.
Jury duty.
Right,
you can send all that shit to OfficialDeepV at gmail.com.
Yeah.
We're not checking that.
No.
You know what I mean? So for another episode of Deep V next Friday, press star 4 now.
Numero dos.
That's how it works, right?
Uno punto cinco uno.
Welcome to Movie Phone. Anyway, Deep V.
You know what? Before
uh-huh.
we end,
okay,
we named your pocket pussy.
We did. We asked our listeners to name the pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Let's give them what the top three were.
The top three. Our three favorite.
Very true.
There was more than three, but our three favorite.
Let's go with them.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
Gary.
Okay. So our listeners wanted me to name a pussy Gary.
So he's having sex with Gary. He's going to name it that.
Okay.
Number two, Malia Obama.
Malia Obama.
Yep.
Now, on some statutory shit,
yep.
That bitch got ass.
Right. Okay. And her dad is kind of popular.
Agree to disagree.
Right. And number one, what he's going to name his pocket pussy.
What are we naming it?
JonBenet Ramsey.
You're welcome. See you next week. Me and JonBenet got some shit to do. DV.
I'm just trying to get my rhymes out, but you keep telling me that my time's out. They say that we running out of time, but I know that we all just fine. Well, since the shit is about to detonate, give me a minute, homie, let me set the record straight. Damn, man, I thought I made it. I even had my travel plans accommodated. Every record set, I'ma try and break it. Every word that I speak is fucking groundbreaking. But I'm still underrated. Overpaid, they thought I quit, they estimated. Yo, flow is so outdated. But nigga, my style is right on time. And they sent me here from the future, so I already know that I'ma shine. I'ma be the illest motherfucker on the beat. Guaranteed they'll remember me, remember me. Positive energy, fuck who's in the industry. I'm in it black, your favorite artist, motherfucker, lose your memory. Oh, I'm about to kill it. Stop with the arguments, y'all know what the deal is. Style so appealing, words so revealing. Niggas catching feelings, bitches is too. But they caught the vapors, it's nothing that they can do. Did a couple interviews, a time bomb about to blow up. No award shows, they telling me not to show up. But I ain't even tripping, you artists just make me throw up. Sickening, essential to this hip-hop motor like a piston. I tell them pay attention, but it's like nobody's listening. This shit is so whack, and everything's so garbage. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas, they flows retarded. But not in a good way, that's not what you should say. I just say the shit that a starving artist should say. Posted like Grip Blake, kicking Kumite. Every day's my Friday, so today was a good day. Nigga, I'm still on it, early morning and late nights. But fearing my opponents like Tyson, Tigers and Gray Whites. All you talk about is mileage and drinking that purple Sprite. Your style so childish, I'm the nutrients, Pedialyte. I'm not like you little niggas, make you eternally sleep like Michael, little nigga. Shake the game up like Yahtzee, avoid the paparazzi. But I'm so cocky, wanna be, but you're not me. I'm about to show off, your style's like Tylenol PM. I doze off, go ahead, take a load off. Might as well take your coat off, cause like an angry pair of plexicles pistol, I go off. Every word I speak is my revelation. So what, I got an education, this is dedication. Rap is just a platform for the message. So once I get it out, I'm gone in 60 seconds.
WDI Interstate.